You're listening to the audio production of What Difference Do It Make? Stories of Hope and Healing by Ron Hall, Denver Moore, and Lynn Vincent, published by Thomas Nelson and read by John Watson and Rick N. Jones.
In memory of Debbie, Denver and Ron dedicate this book to those who read Same Kind of Different as Me and were inspired to make a difference. Introduction. Hello again. If you're reading this book, it might be because you already have read Same Kind of Different as Me, a true story about my wife, Deborah, and the man who changed our lives, Denver Moore. If you haven't, don't worry. We've included enough of that story to catch you up. Since June 2006, when Same Kind of Different as Me snuck first onto bookstore shelves, then onto the New York Times bestseller list, Denver and I have traveled thousands of miles back and forth across America. We've spoken at hundreds of venues, from local book clubs filled with sweet little old ladies to the Bethesda, Maryland Symphony Hall. We were in Bethesda as guests of Doro Bush Cook and her mother, former First Lady Barbara Bush, who quite possibly is Denver's biggest fan. Throughout that time, we have seen thousands of lives changed, homeless shelters started and millions of dollars raised for the homeless, yes, but also astonishing changes in the lives of everyday Americans that we never could have imagined or predicted. That's why we wrote this book, to tell you just a few of the stories of hope and redemption that God continues to write in the lives of so many, and in our own. One day in the spring of 2009, as we were writing, I was in the kitchen at the Murchison Estate, where Denver and I live, on a conference call with the executives at Thomas Nelson, our publisher. During the call, Denver walked in. "Hey, Denver," I said, putting the call on speaker. "We're talking about titles for the new book. Got any ideas?" "Title for the new book," he said, screwing his eyelids down into his famous hard squint. "What difference do it make?" "What difference do it make?" I said. "That's it." Denver shrugged and walked off, shaking his head. It was the perfect title. Since Same Kind came out, over and over, like the needle stuck in the groove of an old vinyl record, we've repeated a single message. One person can make a difference. My wife, Deborah Hall, is proof of that. As many of you know, God took Deborah in 2001. Cancer. But if she were here today, she would tell you she was nobody special. If you had come to our house, she would have made you fresh coffee or tea and invited you to sit down at the kitchen table and tell her about yourself. And you would have felt loved. Because that was Deborah's gift. She loved God and, because of her intimate walk with Him, loved people. Her whole life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?